A discussion presented by Discover Peoria and the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce looks to help local businesses and organizations become more inclusive and diverse.
How do we go about being part of discussion and new practices and initiatives that help incorporate what's great about our quality of life, but also what can we help be part of the solution?
That's J.D. D'Alfonso of Discover Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Tuesday, September 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Emotional support animals have proven time and time again to provide feelings of comfort and stress relief to their owners. Now more than ever, we could all use a little joy and comfort in our lives. Pet adoption agencies across the nation have seen an increase in adoption numbers. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Director of Peoria County Animal Protection Center Becky Spencer says that so many people are interested in adopting animals that their shelter is running out of animals to adopt.
Yes, so I would say there's definitely more people interested in adopting. At the same time that this is all going on, the number of animals coming into the shelter has actually declined. So we have fewer animals available for adoption, which is a great problem for shelters to have.
Spencer says the animals bring a special sense of comfort to their owners that is unlike anything else.
We do know that they certainly offer a sense of comfort and wellness. We partner with the Peoria Humane Society nonprofit agency next door, and they host several wellness visits to nursing homes, retirement centers, hospitals for people waiting, and of course for patients, because we know the benefits of having animals near to us really helps to calm us down and feel better.
Spencer believes that the number of animal returns is down because more people are able to be at home and bond with their pets.
People are holding their animals more closely to them, and they have more time right now with people being home to tend to their animals. We're not getting as many calls about behavior problems and things like that that animals have because people have the time to devote to it.
For more information on how to adopt a pet, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Tazewell County woman in her 30s is the Tri-County area's youngest COVID-19-related death and one of five new fatalities added over the weekend. The region's death toll now stands at 62, and health officials reported 230 new COVID-19 cases since Friday, bringing the total to 4,712 since the start of the pandemic. Health experts debunk some misconceptions about getting flu shots during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a national publication ranks Bradley University as the highest-ranked regional university in Illinois. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce and Discover Peoria say they want to help local businesses and organizations become more inclusive and diverse. The third session in the Big Table discussion series will take place in a Zoom meeting today. Discover Peoria CEO J.D. D'Alfonso tells WCBU's Joe Deacon the session will examine HR practices and organizational culture.
It's an opportunity for us to virtually sit down with other community members and our panelists to have really a mindful conversation about how we can use our individual power and privilege to make the changes we regionally need to correct historical, racial, economic, and social inequities. So these big table events have been really beneficial in allowing everybody to have a voice in a larger discussion for the region.
What types of advice are businesses and organizations seeking in regard to diversity and inclusiveness?
I think a lot of things we're gaining, at least me personally, is a perspective, right, that we can obtain in encouraging, you know, new practices to take place at, you know, whatever organization. I don't think there's really a blanket system that we can incorporate, but more of how do we tailor our practices individual to our organization and the structure to a new perspective that we're seeing that are changing drastically day over day, week over week. Whether that's COVID-related or racial diversity, whatever we see, I think it's a matter of more stories being brought to the forefront for us to understand how we can change some of our practices. So I think that's one of the greatest benefits as it pertains to whether it's advice or not. I think the perspective that we're gaining is invaluable.
Why is now the right time to be having this discussion, and what do you hope it can produce?
We've been facing COVID-19 throughout this entire year. It's forced a lot of us to step outside of our comfort zones And I think we attribute that experience to other aspects of our lives and our organizations. And we have to think more innovatively than ever before to be able to survive this pandemic in the first place. And I think we can attribute those lessons in all aspects of how we improve our organizations. And so talk about HR and organizational practices, particularly as it pertains to racial diversity. I think it's a big part. It's just the self-will to step out of our comfort zones and take on new innovative practices that incorporate, you know, newer solutions, different solutions that at first may seem uncomfortable at the beginning, but, you know, when you look back, you realize this, we should have been doing this a long time ago.
What role has Discover Peoria been able to play in assisting these discussions and in particular with the issue of diversity and inclusion as it relates to HR practices?
You know, we've been honored to be a part of this discussion and a factor in these tables, table discussions, particularly in the sense that Discover Peoria as a destination marketing organization is there to promote and market and advocate for their quality of life. And there's a lot of great things to be proud of and prideful of for Central Illinois. And one of the things I always preach is, you know, our residents can be and are our best brand advocates. But are all of our residents, would they all speak highly of our region? And I'm not sure if that's the case, but I think a lot of them do. So how do we go about being part of discussions and new practices and initiatives that help incorporate, you know, what's great about our quality of life, but also what can we help be part of a solution towards? So we've been privileged and honored to be around the table as it pertains to quality of life, as that's a large part of how we advocate and promote Central Illinois as a region. So when people see it as a great place to live, it also translates into a great place to visit, great place to work. And so we follow this cycle, and the more people see our communities as a great place to live, the effect that comes after translates into jobs and visits and economic opportunity.
That's J.D. D'Alfonso of Discover Peoria talking to reporter Joe Deacon. For more on the Big Table discussion, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.